We're back into the classroom again.
好，我们回到课堂来咯。
My apologies, I lost track of the time in the first session and we went for over an hour.
很抱歉，我们刚刚才没有注意时间，所以听一下子就讲了一个多小时。
This is the problem when your Zoom doesn't stop after 40 minutes.
这就是我们现在的这个 Zoom 呢，已经不会在40分钟就停一次，所以我们很容易一讲课就讲过头了。
Okay, but in the future, I really do plan it. You know, we do 40-minute sessions, and then I think 10 minutes of break is a good way to do it.
但不论如何，我们其实会尽量做到，就是40分钟一节课，然后休息10分钟再下一节课。
Now, we're finishing off these terms on the board. And we talk about the divine decree.
好，我们刚刚讲到这个神圣的法令典章。
And we did actually do this in previous lessons, I think at about number 160 or 170 in our lesson series. We talked quite a lot about the computer of the divine decree.
我们之前有花一些时间讲到上帝的超级主机，然后就是在谈这个神的法令典章，他按下列印键的时候，这些东西基本上就已经都定义下来了。
Actually, and just while on the subject, I've actually been putting together notes, like a lesson summary of all the lessons I've been doing. And at some stage over the next few days, I'll be able to get the first lot of notes out to you, which basically just gives a little summary on every one of these lessons that we've been doing.
那 Tim 呢，他其实还在做一个工作，就是把每一堂课里面的最主要的重点啊，做成是一个，就是一个节录哈，一个节，算是一个节录。那所以再过几个礼拜他大概就会把这个全部的重点摘要、哦、可以提供给大家复习。
We've translated up to about the first 50. So the first 50 lessons have been translated into Chinese.
How many lessons we have?
We're up to 200 now.
Since February.
Since February, that's right.
好，我们从二月份到现在的课程呢，差不多讲了200多堂、哦、那大概前50堂已经把它写好摘要，同时翻译成中文 ，in Chinese。
About the first 50 have been done in Chinese. Anyway, so I'll send those out over the next few days, and you can use those as a review as well.
所以在几天后呢，可能听就可以发给大家，大家可以把它当作是一个复习的教材。
Oh, so that was a divine decree. So have you found a word you think can fit that quite well? Again, it's very difficult because we're dealing with theology here.
But decree and the will, what's the difference?
Oh, well, see, the difference
the
is...
The sovereign will.
Yeah. Okay, when we talk about the will, that's what God wants to happen from his mind. But the decree is everything that will happen, even the things that God didn't want to happen. That's all in the decree, remember?
It's more like it's God's decision.
Yeah, or God's plan. See, God said, this is the way it's going to be, even though there's many things which happen which God doesn't want in there. But that's the way history is fixed by God.
But why it doesn't say the divine plan? Divine plan. Why?
Well, you could say plan, but decree emphasizes that God has fixed it. See, decree is like from the king. I guess you could say divine plan, the plan of God. Yeah, that's okay, I guess.
Decree includes the thing that God doesn't want to have.
That's right. Okay, we can maybe stick with plan for now, the plan of God, but...
Even though the plan is you want it happen.
Usually the plan of God is we're talking about for each individual. This is your plan, that you believe in Jesus Christ, that you grow to spiritual maturity, and there from there you can glorify God forever. That's the plan. Maybe you could translate that, but...
就是如果我们讲说神的法令典章如果要翻译成神的计划的话，听起来好像计划比较像是对个人的，那这个神的法令典章好像是全部的所有人的东西计划加在一起。
Yeah, and the decree emphasizes that history is fixed.
这一个神的法令典章比较像是在强调历史已经是被决定的，就过去与未来要发生的命令更是个人。
The other option we use is we can just use English every time, and then people can understand it from the English.
所以我们也有一个方法，就是将来这个 divine decree, 哈，这个神的法令典章，我们就不翻中文了，就直接用英文来讲，反而可能更清楚。但是大家记起来就是 the divine decree。
Yeah, okay, so that's spelled D-E-C-R-E-E, decree, which really means the words of a king who said, this is what's going to happen.
所以这个 decree 这个字呢，它就是在过去一般来讲都是那个国王或皇帝，好，他所颁布的事情，这种是一个颁发下来的一个神，就是所谓皇帝的谕令。他颁布的法令，他颁布的典章是由最高权位的人所颁布的。
So you have to remember, if it's a human king and he says something is going to happen, sometimes people are going to disobey, or sometimes his plans don't work. Even the greatest kings have said, "This is what's going to happen," and then it doesn't happen.
就是，但如果这个国王他是一个人，他不是神的话，他讲的。所谓的法令典章还是可能会有人去违背，甚至可以把他的国家给翻了，换一个朝代。所以人做的，由皇帝，人做的皇帝所颁布的法令典章不见得就一定会这样。
But when God says something is going to happen, you know it's going to happen because God has been there. He's seen it happening in his mind. It's very clear in his mind that it's happened.
但是神呢，他的头脑非常清楚，而且他的力量强大到无法有任何人可以改变他的决定，所以神所说的法令典章就是绝对是历史，就会照着这个总表去走了。
For example, when Jesus Christ was giving the gospel to Adam and Eve in the garden, God, he saw the cross very clearly in his mind. He knew that was a fact of history that was going to happen.
而就像亚当夏娃，神告诉他们的事情，这些事情就一定亚当夏娃他们就是将来就是可以想象就一定会发生的。
And then, for example, when God writes in his Bible that Jesus Christ will return. Now, we believe that. We know that that's a fact. That's already in history.
就像在圣经里面，神已经指让经有先知们写下来说耶稣基督将会回来。那我们就绝对会相信这件事情 就一定会发生的，耶稣基督一定会回来。
When God talks about the Bema throne, remember we've talked about that for the last few weeks, that you go to heaven, now your name will be called. You'll have to stand up before the evaluation throne of Jesus Christ to see how valuable your Christian life really was, or see how much you followed God's plan. That's a fact, that's going to happen.
而在圣经里面提到了，我们会将在死后会去到天堂前，会有一个评估的宝座，哈，就是耶稣基督会在那边来评估我们属灵生命在这个人世间的属灵生命到底有多少的价值，有结什么样的果子。那这样的一个评估宝座前的这个过程，在圣经里讲。它就是一定会发生的，你千万不要以为这不会发生在你身上。你是一个基督徒，你可以去天堂，你就一定会经过这样的评估，宝座的评估。
And as Christians, you should in your mind clearly see that as a fact. There should be no doubts in your mind that these are going to become reality. These things will become reality.
而作为一个基督徒，你就必须要非常清楚这些神教导我们告诉我们的事情，它是绝对都会发生的，你千万不要有侥幸的心态。
If you have any doubts about what we call eschatology, you know, the future events or even your own salvation, that means that you're doubting the word of God.
而你如果是一个基督徒，你却还在怀疑这些事情的可信度，而还怀疑神是不是会这样做，那你就代表是你是在怀疑是有所对神的话语，神所说的这个神圣的典章有所怀疑。
Yeah, but yeah, for Christians that can actually be fairly normal. But the solution is that you need to increase your faith. And so the way you increase faith is by continuing to learn the Word of God.
而当然，对一个基督徒来讲，你是必须要不断的学习，你才会真正能够增加你的信心跟信任跟。依赖神的这个信念， 所以要增加这些信心信念，你是必须，我们是必须要不断的研究研习圣经，研习神的话语。
Yeah, and having an understanding about the divine decree will help to develop your faith.
而能够经由研读神的话语，我们就会更了解神的法令典章，那你就越能够了解神的计划。
Okay, and then the other one we had on the other term on the board, and these are all sort of fairly similar concepts, which is why I put them all here. The other one is divine guidance.
那另外第三个呢，就其实他们彼此之间都非常相像哈。第三个呢是神的指引。
Okay, and obviously, as the word says here, this is God guiding you in your life.
所以任何神所给我们的话，都是神给我们的指引，对我们生命。尤其是属灵生命的指引。
And he is going to guide you according to his will, his sovereign will.
而他呢是经由他的神的一个主权的旨意，主最高的旨意来引导我们。
Yeah, so that's how you can see the connection between understanding the sovereign will of God and then understanding divine guidance. And God will guide you. You know, he gives you these things in scripture.To tell you what he wants you to do and then how you can do it.
所以这些都是呢在圣经里面有教导我们的，就是我们应该要做什么，而且应该要怎么做，这都是圣经在教导的，这就是所谓神圣的指引。
Okay, and the easy answer, we had the question in class a few classes back, was how do you know God's guidance, or you know, how do you know what God's plan is for your life? And the simple solution is through doctrine and under the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在前几天也有这个在讲到哈，就说我们一定如何能够知道神是怎么样的带领我们。好，神的最高的指导原则是什么？其实就是要从研读圣经、神的话语以及圣灵充满这两件事情去做。
Yeah, and remembering that God has a plan for your life and he's developed it's like a program. He has a program for your life to take you from salvation all the way up to evidence testing.
所以我们要知道就是神呢他对我们有计划，那个计划就像是一个程式，一个方程式一样，是 一整套的计划，帮我们从得到救恩一直到我们最后的这个可以为神做见证，这个证据的见证的这个整个过程，它都是有这样的一个计划，跟它的方程式一样的计划。
And it's like a proper training program, just as a soldier would be trained in the military, for example.
这就好像是一个军人，他从进入军校开始，他会有一个非常完整的一个训练计划。
And remember,The reason a soldier is trained is so that he can eventually go onto the battlefield and be ready. That's his real purpose, of course, is to be trained properly so when he goes onto the battlefield, he can have victory.
所以对于一个军人来，他的军人的这个生命目的，就是要经过很好的一个训练计划之后，他有能力在战场上得到胜利。
In the Christian life, the battleground, the real battleground is when you get to evidence testing. That's where your training needs to be complete, and that's where the Lord has sort of pushed you into that stadium. Remember, we saw that theatron. That's where all your training is going to be shown to be successful or not.
所以我们一个基督徒的生命其实就是好像要在这个竞技场上打仗的就是争斗一样。在上竞技场之前，我们是得要受到非常完整的训练，然后最后才有机会做这个所谓的竞技场上的那个英雄，也就是我们称之为见证人，也就是最终的见证的那一关。
And when you get down to 1 Corinthians 4:9, Paul talks about being exhibited on the stage or in the theatron, just like we see in this picture here of the gladiators fighting in this Amphitheater.
在哥林多前书四章九节里面呢，保罗就把我们比喻成是在竞技场上的这个战士。
These people that get to the stage, and remember Paul said we were exhibited last, the last ones that go on the show for the day, or of the tournament, these are the real professionals. Everybody else could be dead even in some of their fights. they're killing each other off until they get to the last two people.
而保罗呢还特别讲到，就是这些使徒们，他们是真正最有信心的这个基督徒们，是摆在最后才要上场的。也就是说，前面的人都已经打死了，然后最厉害、武功最高的、准备最完整的、被训练的最好的人是最后上场的。
Only the toughest will survive.
只有那个最厉害的才会在最终的战役中能够得胜而且存活。
Okay, and so again, you know, you're in this training program where you start off at gate number one. As a new believer, you get the filling of the Holy Spirit.
Is that the last stage?
Okay, we'll start off at number one here.
No, I'm talking about the gladiator.
Oh, the gladiator with number eight. So what we saw here, this is the winner's gate, the spiritual maturity.
Okay. 所以呢，当我们在讲一个所谓的神圣的动力球的，我们再复习一下哈，就是它的第一个步骤呢是进入这个门槛，就是力量的门。然后呢，这个是从我们能够得到圣灵充满开始。
Yeah, and then God is going to guide you. And this is a process which could take 50 or 60 or 70 years. Your whole life, He's going to guide you through these steps.
所以不论我们的生命多长，神呢都会在一路上的指引我们，教导我们，走过这整个程序。
Yeah, and through your basic Christian operating, you know, through the learning the faith, applying the faith rest drill. Remember that's basic Christian modus operandi.
然后呢，第二步骤呢，就是一个基督徒他的基本的这个运作模式。
If you're teachable, remember we had that word that if you're humble, then you can move quickly.But if you're not humble, God is going to have to discipline you, and it can take a lot longer.
那第三步呢，就是你要学习在谦卑中学习，也就是说，因为你的谦卑，你才是能够受教的状态。那这个呢，是我们做基督徒在谦卑下才能够学习。如果你不谦卑的话，你就会更难学习。那你在这第三步骤就会花的时间就会更久。
But if you're teachable, that means you're willing to go to Bible class and learn the doctrine that's been taught to you.
所以什么叫做能够被教呢？就是你愿意来受教，然后你会愿意到圣经课里面来。
Okay. And remember also that you're not just learning, that's only half the process because you have to then apply, and that takes humility as well.
而且呢，不是光是要学习，要够谦卑的学习，你更需要谦卑的来运用你所学到的。
Okay, and remember we had a step five here, that as you start to apply doctrine and you're overcoming your sin nature and you're passing your test, you actually have a sense of what we call spiritual self-esteem.
好，然后呢，如果你有能够好好的学习，好好的运用呢，然后你就可以能够通过，就是能够避免你的罪性影响到你的整个属灵成长，这时候呢，你就会有了所谓的属灵的自我肯定。
Yeah. The opposite of the self-esteem that you have, the spiritual self-esteem will be the shame and the feeling sorry for yourself and the guilt and all of these things which are beating yourself up, really. Yeah, because spiritual self-esteem means you're feeling good about yourself, right? Whereas the opposite, of course, if you're involved in sins and you can't overcome your sin, then there's the shame and the humility and the guilt and fear and there's all of these negative attitudes.
好，所以属灵的自我肯定呢，就是相的另外一面，就是你的自我否定，好，包括觉得自己的羞耻，然后觉得自己没有能力，哈，觉得自己的罪恶等等的这种感觉，那这些东西就会让你非常的负面，然后低落。那属灵的自我肯定呢，则是让你非常感觉对自我感觉很更良好。
Yeah, remember, all of those things I just mentioned, like, you know, the fear and the guilt and the shame and all that, they are sins.
我们要知道哦，这所有让我们感觉很负面的，就是羞耻、罪恶感，还有害怕，这些呢，都是罪。
But remember, whenever you name your sins to God, 1 John 1:9, you name your sins, and then God has forgiven you your sins. So, if He's forgiven you your sins, you need to forgive yourself for that as well.
所以当我们每一次对神认罪的时候，不管是对我们自己的恐惧， 各种的这种羞耻等等的这些罪，我们去跟神认罪的时候，神就原谅我们了。那既然神都原谅我们了，我们当然也要原谅自己。
Yeah, and likewise other people. You see other people involved in their sins, which is really none of your business. But if they've sinned against you, you need to forgive them as well. Because you know, if they've named their sins, God has forgiven them. But you need to forgive them their sins as well.
而我们看到周边的人，他们的罪，我们也一样要原谅他们。因为其实他们的罪与你都无关，你不需要去批判他们，他们的罪是跟神之间的关系，所以神都可以原谅他了，当然你也可以原谅他，你也一定要原谅他。
Yeah, but regarding your own sins, your own sins should not be an anchor on your spiritual life. If you name your sins and you realize that you're forgiven, there should be no guilt, there should be no shame, and you can just look forward.
而对我们自己来讲呢，我们能够对神认罪之后，那神已经原谅我们了，我们就应该原谅自己，然后我们就可以继续向前进。
Now that doesn't mean that God is not going to punish you for your sins. You know, you're going to have to face some kind of a discipline.
但是并不代表神原谅了我们，我们就忘记，我们的罪就被完全忘记，我们一定还是被管教的，我们还是会得要承担曾经犯错的后果。
But if you're going to be disciplined, it's best to be disciplined while you still have the filling of the Holy Spirit. If you've named your sins, you're going to have the filling of the Holy Spirit, so you'll be in a much better position then when you're disciplined by God.
而当我们呢向神认罪的时候，我们就可以圣灵充满。而在我们圣灵充满的时候呢，即使我们要经历神对我们的一个管教，因为我们圣灵充满，也会比较容易经历而不会痛苦。
Yeah, and you should have no guilt about your sins as well.
而且你绝对在此再也不要对自己过去所犯的错、过去的罪而觉得有罪恶感。
Yeah, some people might say, well, that gives me motivation not to do it again. Some people say, if I have this guilt, it gives me the motivation not to sin again.
有一些人以为他有了罪恶感的话，他比较不会再去犯同样的罪。
But that's not the real motivation for not sinning. The real motivation for not sinning is because you love God and you want to do His will.
但这并不是好的一个动机哈，因为我们最好的不再犯罪的动机，应该是我们对神的爱。
This is a review, of course. In step number 6 here, we had spiritual autonomy, which means that you become a free agent, meaning you don't need to rely on other people to tell you how to live your spiritual life.
第六步呢，就是要有属灵的自控权、自制力。
Okay, because when you get tested, ultimately when you get to number 8, you're going to be tested by yourself. It's going to be God's doctrine in your soul, not the doctrine that's in somebody else's soul.
因为所谓到第八步的时候啊，我们都是要真正面对的是我们个人在我们脑子里拥有的所有的神的话语。还有我们的属灵的生命，而不是别人脑子里的话语。所以第六步骤很重要的是说，我们要真正的以自我的自制能力，治是治理的治哈，自制能力去面对我们所受的考验，而不是听别人的，因为并不是别人在受到这个测试，是我们要依我们的魂一起做被测试。
Now, once you get to this stage of your spiritual life, you're going to be starting to get tests, which are going to be tests for adversity or tests for prosperity. So, yeah, you're going to face difficult circumstances, or it could be prosperity, which is testing for prosperity.
那到了第六步骤的时候，我们已经齐备了，我们可以进入被神测试的阶段，或者甚至说被撒旦测试的阶段。那这时候呢，我们就要开始准备要经历丰盛的测试，或者是灾难的测试。
And this is what we call undeserved suffering. See, this is a kind of suffering that's undeserved. You're becoming a good Christian. You're obedient to God now, but you're still suffering.
这种呢就称之为这是不该受的折磨，因为呢在第六点的时候，你已经如果到第六步的时候，你其实是已经是一个成熟的基督徒，你已经非常的顺服于神，你也有自我的判断力怎么样是神所喜悦的了，但是你却还受到这样的折磨， 所以这种折磨称之为本不该受的折磨。
We had the example of Paul in 2 Corinthians. He was suffering from the thorn in his side. He didn't deserve that, but God was using that to keep him humble.
这个概念呢，就很像在保罗在他的哥林多后书里面，他一再提到他有一根刺在他的身上，让他非常非常的痛苦。可是神呢，却用这根刺来提醒他不要进入骄傲的状况，可以保持他非常谦卑的状态。而这样的一个刺，就是应该他本不该有的一个折磨。
And just in the last 5 minutes to finish off, I'll just run you quickly through the different kinds of suffering, because until you get to spiritual adulthood, which was about step number 5, the suffering that you have is going to be what you deserve. It's going to be called what we call deserved suffering.
所以我们如果回到刚才那个，就在第六阶段之前呢、啊，你在第五阶段的时候啊，你其实是还是会有一些各种的这个灾难或折磨哈、啊。但那种折磨是属于你自己引来的折磨。
Okay, now in this chart here, it's called 5 categories of Christian suffering.
这一个 PPT 呢，主要在讲的是五类型的折磨，它分成五个类别。
I'll just run through it very quickly. See, what you have in spiritual childhood, that's up and before you get to the stage of spiritual self-esteem, you're going to be causing a lot of problems for yourself. That's called self-induced misery.
就你能够进到所谓属灵的自我肯定之前呢，你其实是会有经历一些所谓自己引来的折磨，这是你该得的折磨。
And then the other kind of misery you're going to suffer is divine discipline, which means discipline from God.
那另外一种折磨是来自于神的管教。
Okay. A lot of the times God doesn't have to discipline you because you're just disciplining yourself or you're just making bad decisions and you have to face the consequences for that.
很多时候呢，我们所受到的这个管教其实是我们自己下的一些错误的坏的一个决定而造成的一些后果。我们是在被这些后果折磨。
Most traffic accidents, they say, happen to people under the age of 25. And the reason is quite clear, because you know, they like to go out and they get drunk, and they like to race around and show off. They deserve to be in hospital.
就是有数据统计啊，很多的这个交通事故啊，大部分都是在25岁的人，最高的这个年龄，平均年龄层是25岁。因为他们这些年轻人呢，大部分都是就是在那个时候呢，会开车又喝酒，然后就出了车祸，然后他们就变成得在医院里面哈受伤住院等等的，这些都是他们自己造成的后果，因为他们不对自己的行为负责。
Yeah, just an example. I mean, suffering happens in many different ways, but God doesn't have to do anything. He just lets people do their own thing, and they end up in hospital or dead or something.
而这样子这种受苦受难呢、啊、都是自己造成的。神其实不需要为我们做这种受难计划，就是你自己甚至就是出车祸就受伤甚至死掉的，这些都是自己造成的后果。
Well, you have long-term consequences or longer term. For example, when people don't learn truth, if they live in a democracy, sometimes they'll vote for very socialist type governments. And then 20 years down the track, they have to face the consequences of that.
而有些人呢，他们在这个政治选举上选了一些比较属于社会主义的这些政治家、政治人物啊，就后来几十年、十几二十年后，这些投票的人，他就要对他当年所投的那个票所造成的后果，要偿那个后果。这都是属于刚刚讲到的自己引来的灾难。
Or Christians, they completely ignore God's mandates about relationships. They have relationships withUnbelievers that are doing bad things, or they get married to people they shouldn't get married to, or make friends with people they shouldn't be friends with. These things can all lead to self-induced misery.
然后呢，基督徒呢，不管是娶了非基督徒，或者是交了朋友，是一些不好的朋友，这些状况都可能会在他的人生的后面阶段会看到一些后果。这都是他自己造成的惨事。
That's a big topic, obviously, but you get the idea that most people are going to suffer from their own bad decisions.
所以呢，这些就是很大的一个题目啦。我们今天只是快速的讲一下，但是 基本上就是说每一个人都要去承担他自己错误决定的后果。
But for the Christian who's mature or advancing, who's overcoming their sins and making good decisions, there's going to be a special kind of a suffering for them.
但是那些比较成熟的基督徒呢，他其实都在下对的决定的时候呢，他还是会有一些时候会受到一些折磨，这个是特别的一个状态。
And this is to advance them through the final stages of their spiritual maturity.
这是神呢要特别设计让他们能够经由这种责难而进入更成熟的属灵生命的状态所被神设计的。
And he's preparing them ultimately to become these witnesses on the stage.
这其实是神呢在安排让他们能够成为神的见证人的一个最后面的一个阶段。
Because we saw the example of Job, and he had to suffer tremendously. He didn't just get to this point where he could endure that suffering over one or two weeks of being a Christian. This took his whole life.
而这个最好的例证呢，就是约伯，他等于是用他的整个生命的很长的一个阶段呢，去被神来考验。
Well, we see the example of Abraham. You know, Abraham couldn't pass his test until he was 100 years old.
那另外一个例子呢，就是亚伯拉罕，他一直到他100岁才真正能够通过神的测试。
You're offering up his son to the Lord.
也就是在100岁的时候呢，他还得要经由神的一个指示，要把他的儿子献祭给神。
He had to go through a lot of suffering, a lot of testing before he could get to that state of complete obedience to God.
而这样子的这些生命的百年、一百年来的各种各样的苦难跟神给的测试呢，他都通过之后呢，他才成为神的最终的一个信实的一个仆人。
Okay, now that's all we have time for today.
好，这是我们今天的课程只能讲到这边了。我们就要低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message that you've given to us today.
感谢天父今天所教导我们的所有的讯息。
We pray thanks that we have a better understanding of your divine decree.
我们非常感谢神教导我们神的法令典章。
And of your will for our lives.
还有你的对我们生命的旨意。
And of your guidance in life, which can take us all the way through to evidence testing.
还有你对我们的引导，让我们可以从我们整个生命中学习到最后可以成为最终的见证。
And we pray that you continue to be patient with us as we advance through your plan.
而且我们要祷告，求神能对我们非常有耐心，让我们可以一直不断地跟随你。
And inspiring us in every day to seek for your will.
而且让每天给我们启示，让我们更能了解你的旨意。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.